Rays and Yankees from the Bronx on Sunday. Yankees busy before the game, announcing they acquired Jaime Garcia from Minnesota.
Line to deep left field down the line, and that ball is going to be gone! A line drive that soared over the wall and left. A two-run home run. Bonnie Ronnie. To Reyes. Terrific. A two-run home run, and the Yankees take a 2-1 lead. Swung on and line to center field. There's a base hit. Two runs will score. Duda holds it second. It's a two-out, two-strike, two-run base hit off the bat of Corey Dickerson, and Tampa takes a 3-2 lead. Swung on and lined up the middle. There's a base hit center field. Duda rounds third. He'll score. And it's a base hit and an RBI for Wilson Ramos. And Tampa now takes a 4-2 lead, and that's all for Montgomery. The pitch. Swung on and hit in the air to left center and deep. And that's in the alley. And one hop off the left center field wall. Frazier fires in. And Souza to second with a double, a ribby double. Scoring is Smith. And Tampa now takes a 5-3 lead. Hit hard on one hop to Longoria. Fields throws to first in time. Ball game over. Tampa wins. So the Yankees win 3 out of 4. They've won 8 of their last 10. They're in first place by half a game. And the irony is that both Boston and the Yankees lost at home by the score of 5-3.
The Yankees' six-game winning streak ends at the hands of the Rays on Sunday, losing 5-3 at Yankee Stadium. Here's the post-game reaction from Yankee manager Joe Girardi.
I mean, it's hard to predict why, you know, some days you get a ton of hits, some days you don't. I think we didn't take advantage of were free base runners. And I think we had 9 of them. I think 8 walks and maybe an error on their part. So we had some golden opportunities in the 5th and 6th and did not score, and that was the difference in the game.
With the way things had been going with this team, with the dramatic wins they've had over this last week, when Gardner gets on, are you thinking, here we go again?
Yeah, I mean, I think we got a shot. You know, the big thing is to get one of those guys on. You got some home run hitters coming up, guys with a lot of power. And then you get 2 on, and you feel a lot better after that. And 2 guys that can run. So, you know, Matty hit the ball hard, hit it right at Longoria.
Brutal day for Austin Romine. It was announced that the x-rays are negative. Yeah. Is he still going to miss some time?
Well, I'm sure he won't be available for a couple days, but we don't anticipate it being a DL stint.
Clap.
Max, the same question I asked you before the game. Are you getting concerned about Judge now and the way he's swinging?
No, I mean, what has it been, 2.5 weeks? There's a lot of guys that have tough months. You know, the months aren't the same. So I'm not going to make too much of it.
Who else? Dan.
How tough was it to have to go to the bullpen again so early?
Yep. Well, I knew I had Sessa for a while, which probably made it a little bit easier. But, you know, at some point you're going to start to run out. Monty just really didn't have command of his curveball and his changeup, really, or his fastball today. I mean, he got a lot of bad counts. He was behind right from the start. And that was his downfall. He was not throwing strikes.
And just back to Judge, everyone talked about his – I guess you sense any frustration there or anything that's getting to him?
No, I still think he's remaining level-headed. I don't think he's happy with the results the last couple of half weeks. But that's fairly normal. But I think, you know, he's still the same guy day in and day out.
Anyone else? Back to Dan. Oh, sorry, Roger. Go ahead. Sorry.
Joe, during the season, you've been able to get some guys who were struggling with the bat started by moving them around in the batting order. Is that a consideration at all for Judge?
No, I mean, I still think he's your third hitter. I mean, he's still taking his walks. He's got some hits. Is it a guy that you want up in that situation right there? Yeah. I mean, no matter how he's swinging, that's a guy you want up in that situation because he can change it really quickly. So, no, I mean, right now he remains our third hitter.
Dan.
And I know you said Holiday hit the ball hard there in the 9th, but the power just hasn't really been there since he's been back.
No.
Is there something that he can do or adjustments that he can make? Or how much
does
that hurt you guys?
I mean, I think it's trying to get him back on track is the big thing. He was a big bat for us the first half of the season, and we definitely need that back. It's important to our club, and just keep trying to work through it.
Monday, the Yankees stay home to start a series with the Tigers. Tampa Bay stays on the road. They go to Houston.